Hello, my name is W. Kamau Bell, Emmy winner, Peabody Award winner, but most importantly, today I'm a dad. And you're listening to...
This is the At Liberty Podcast, Kids Edition.
I'm W. Kamau Bell.
And I'm Juno Chrisanne Bell.
And maybe if we're lucky, we'll get our sister Sammy later, but who knows? She's a teenager. They're hard to track down. Anyway, enjoy the show.
A.
Blank.
C.
L.
U.
Okay, here we go. Now we're ready. Do you know that I work with the ACLU sometimes?
Yes.
Do you know? Wait, do you have something in your mouth?
Yes.
What do you have in your mouth? What is in your mouth?
What?
What is the first thing you would do if you were the president?
Give men and women equal rights.
Ooh, and what kind of rights? What are the rights you want to give to men and women?
Just all the things that men have, women should have too.
So you're saying that it sounds like you're saying you think men have some more rights than women have.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that they both have the same rights.
Yes.
That's a good idea. What matters to you? What do you want your leaders to protect for you? Is there anything you're like, I want people who are our politicians to protect this thing particularly?
Gender equality. And LGBTQ rights, and women's rights, and Black people's rights, and people of color.
those are good ones. That's the ACLU does all that stuff. Those you pick some good ones. Who's your dad? You must have a really good parent who is really educating you. What do you think? If you were the president, what would be the first thing you would do? What would be the first thing you would change? Or
I would make sure that everybody has a home to live in and food to eat and water to drink and a place to sleep and education to learn.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I think I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you.
No problem. If you had power, how would you change your school?
Fix the bathrooms.
What's wrong with the bathrooms?
They're disgusting.
And by the way, you do have power. I'm just saying if you had ultimate power, how would you change the schools? You know you have power, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. The bathrooms are disgusting. That's funny.
They are.
How would you change your neighborhood if you had the ultimate power?
I would make sure that all the trash that's all on the sidewalks is picked up.
Nice. So you don't like littering. No. Anything else you change your neighborhood?
I would make sure people had places to sleep and food to eat.
Oh, nice. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate your dad? I'm just saying. I happen to be your dad, but I'm just saying. If, you know, just curious. Pretend I'm not your dad. What would you rate your dad on a scale of 1 to 10?
But you are my dad.
That's true.
A 10,000.
10,000. Perfect. You got the right answer. How old are you?
I'm 6 years old.
Okay. Can you try to answer in a regular voice?
6 years old.
Okay. Let's ask a few questions, just a few. What do I do for a living?
You be funny.
I'd be funny. Yes. Am I funny?
Yes.
Well, if you were the president, what would you change?
I would change everything.
Like what?
Like everyone.
And what would you change about your city you live in? Is there something you would change about your city?
Yes.
What?
I would get candy.
You would get candy? Okay, you would get candy for your city?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather be an adult or a kid?
Kid.
What do you think the best part about being an adult is?
Nothing.
What's the best part about being a kid?
On weekends you get to lie around on the couch But when you're grown up, you have to just walk around doing some work.
When you're grown up, you just have to walk around doing some work?
I want to lick your glasses.
Don't lick my glasses?
Yes.
I need my glasses. If you could vote, what would you vote for?
Oreos.
You'd vote for Oreos?
Yes.
We don't even have Oreos in our house usually.
And Skittles.
You would vote for Oreos and Skittles?
Yes.
Anything else?
Oh, my favorite candies.
Okay, your favorite candies. Good. Okay, do you believe people should be able to say whatever they want to say?
Yes.
You don't think we should stop people from saying whatever they want to say?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say right now?
Goodbye!
All right.
Hi, my name is Jessica Weitz. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I lead our artists and entertainment work at the ACLU, and I also help produce this podcast. I'm talking right now to my daughter.
Hi, my name is Gemma, and I'm almost 10 years old.
So, Gems, do you know what the ACLU stands for?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to answer?
American Civil Liberties Union.
That's amazing. You have an A so far. If you were an ACLU lawyer, we already know you are a very good negotiator. Which issues would you want to help with?
That you can have TV time whenever you want.
I don't think that's one of our core issues.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Ethan Weitz. I'm 14, but I'm turning 15 in less than a month.
What does the ACLU do?
The ACLU, they do lawsuits and social campaigns to get people to understand the rights that they know that people should have. And they also do lawsuits to get the rights that people should have more legalized.
What kind of rights does the ACLU want to get for people?
Abortion rights and trans rights and immigrants' rights and women's rights and voting rights. I said abortion rights, like reproduction rights. That sums it up pretty well.
And my next question, Ethan, is why are you against people having all these rights?
I never said I was. I feel like these people should have these rights. These rights are important to human civilization, and they make this world function properly when we do have them, of course.
Do you know anything about the First Amendment?
I do, I think.
What do you think the First Amendment is?
Right to free speech.
Boom!
Yeah.
Good job. Is free speech important?
Well, of course it is, because otherwise I'd get in a lot of trouble for talking, because I like to talk.
So you like to exercise your right to free speech?
Oh, yes, I do.
Good for you. If you were an ACLU lawyer, what would be the right you'd want to try to protect?
Definitely free speech and stuff, like anti-ban books. So making sure banned books don't get banned.
Okay, so let's say I waved a magic wand and suddenly you were the president.
Ooh.
First thing you would do if you were the president?
Like president, like right now, or president, like 2020, like start of 2025?
Let's give you 4 years. So president 2025, there's some sort of like, oh, because they forgot to sign this thing and they forgot to do this. It now means Ethan's the president.
Ooh.
It's a weird thing that happened. Like sort of like a Disney Junior movie.
Perfect. Okay, I love this.
Ethan for president. What would you do?
I would probably start with nationwide access to like a library that has everything. See that? Because like it's helpful, like to be able to learn from like all of like the written like documents. I would make abortion and people who don't, and like doctors who do abortions, not criminally, what's the word? Criminally liable.
Yep.
I would allow trans youths to get the healthcare that they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gender affirming care. probably like climate stuff. We're already in the Paris Accords, but make sure that we're actually in the Paris Accords, that we actually follow the Paris Accords, because those are helpful. Better electric cars without worse people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I was the president, another thing I would do. Legally push back start times of every school.
So what time is a good starting time for you for school?
Well, it depends. Like, for high school?
Yeah, for high school.
Because it's, like, 30 minutes on a good day when the trains are running fine, I'd say, I don't know, 9-ish. Like, nine-ish. Have to be there by 9. Maybe classes start 9:10. Who knows?
That's totally reasonable. I thought you were going to say, like 1:30 or something.
Well, no, because then you'd be, like, being at school until, like, 4 in the morning.
How would you change your city?
Oh, this is a good one, actually. All of the questions have been.
Thank you.
But how would I change my city? Well, it's New York City, so it's big. There's a lot of different aspects to it. But I would probably say, without sounding too, like, cliche, crime, definitely, like, mental illness. There's a lot of people that are now struggling with mental illness. And I feel like more citywide help and methods for, like, getting to people and helping them, like, live with it and not live on the streets. And, like, helping them.
Helping them deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, dealing with it in like, a productive, positive way.
What does mommy do for work?
So she can get more food for us.
Okay, and what would you do if you were president?
'Cause I love you.
You would. What would you do? Would you help people if you were president?
No.
No? Why not?
'Cause this wouldn't help you.
Oh, you're so nice. I love you.
Do you remember where I work?
Yeah.
Where?
The Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty. Yeah, close. Do you know what Mama does for her job?
Look at numbers.
My name is Hannah Schwartz. I am an associate director of planned giving at the ACLU. And today I am speaking with my 6-year-old. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Malachi. I'm 6 years old and I am in first grade.
Do you know what the First Amendment is?
Nope.
Do you know what the Bill of Rights is?
Yes.
What is the Bill of Rights?
It's a bill that's covered in rights. Okay, that was just a joke. I don't actually know.
If you were an ACLU lawyer, what issues would you try to protect?
I would try to protect our community and our unity and our helpers, workers in need.
What do you wish that you could change if you could vote?
I would not like the city to... So I would change that only good presidents are in the voting area and only voters will only vote for good presidents.
Okay, what about if you were president? What's the first thing you would do if you were the president?
Change this world, of course.
Change the world? I like it. Anything else you want to say? No? Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
I'm Alicia. I'm the director of supporter marketing at the ACLU, and I'm talking with my 11-year-old today. What does the First Amendment protect?
Freedom of speech.
And if you were an ACLU lawyer, what issues would you want to help with?
Like school dress code.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Ish. I'm the Chief Equity and Inclusion Officer at the ACLU, and I will be speaking with my 12-year-old. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I am a person that likes drawing and creativity.
All right. So my first question for you is, what does the ACLU stand for?
I don't actually know what the letters stand for, but I know it has to do with like law and stuff.
Okay, here's a pop quiz question for you. What does the First Amendment protect?
It protects the right of believing what you want to believe in, like religion, freedom of speech.
Pretty good. Okay, so what do you wish you could change if you could vote?
I wish that I could change the way that people in different groups are being treated differently and being discriminated against. And I just like everyone to, for their voices to be heard and for everyone to be treated as they need to be.
That's a great answer. I can't wait until you can vote. Just a few more years. All right, here's my final question for you. What is the first thing you would do if you were the president?
I would just make America a safer place for everyone. I don't know what specifically.
How exactly do you think you could do that? You fail at president.
Yes.
Okay, you're fired.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is me and Mama and Daddy. So we are recording this, and this is a very fun day, and I'm so excited to do this recording with you. And this is a very good idea, everybody.
Amazing. Thank you. How old are you?
I am 2.
Almost.
I'm 3.
You're almost 3. That's right. Okay. Are you ready for your questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
So
what does the ACLU stand for?
Santa.
If you were an ACLU lawyer, which issue would you want to help with?
A person.
Yeah, that's what we do. Hey, if you could vote, what would you like to vote for?
I would like to take an ice cream cone with a real icing on it.
That's what you would vote for?
Yeah. And I would put chocolate on it.
Okay. You would vote for a chocolate ice cream cone with real icing on it. That gets your vote? All right. I'm into it.
I'm ready for my next question.
All right, this is the last question, okay? Do you know what the president does?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were the president, what is the first thing that you would do as president?
I would take a baby ice cream truck.
Take a baby ice cream truck, and what would you do with it?
I would drive it on the floor.
Drive it on the floor. That seems like something that is important for a president to do. So thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like this episode at Liberty, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and rate and leave a review. We love hearing what you think. Just give us 5 stars or whatever your top score is. And hey, ACLU rhymes with review, so you have to. Don't be weird.
Until next time, I'm W. Kamau Bell.
At Liberty is a production of the ACLU. This episode was produced by the ACLU's Jessica Herman Weitz. Also, that's my mom. Gwen Schroeder and Abdul Corlett. Also, who knows best productions?
W. Kamau Bell, the real one, Kelly Rafferty, and Melissa Hudson Bell. The show's recorded at Skyline Studio, and it was edited by the folks at Ultraviolet Audio. And remember, friends, friends don't let friends give up the fight. Happy holidays! Can't wait till these grown-ups give us the mic again.